KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Taking a look first off here at high school baseball and softball scores from last night's action. In softball play, it was Atlantic picking up a victory over Missouri Valley as they win that one 9-7. Earlham was a 9-1 winner over Nottoway Valley. Greene County beat Sidell 6-5. It was IKM Manning over Panorama 7-0. Maple Valley Anthon Otto a 7-2 winner over Kemper Catholic. Underwood beat Glenwood 3-1. Villisca over Orient Maxburg 10-3. And Winterset beat Perry by a score of 9-0. In boys substate semifinal soccer action last night around the state in Class 1A here in Atlantic, it was Des Moines Christian beating Atlantic by a score of 1-0. Riverside went to Council Bluffs and beat St. Albert 2-1 in double overtime. Tri-Center beat Underwood 2-0. And West Central Valley of Stewart won on penalty kicks over North Polk of Alleman 2-1. The final there. In Class 2A, ADM topped Dallas Center Grimes 2-1. It was Glenwood over Creston 4-1. And Spencer beat Denison Schleswig 4-1. Those winners now move on to play in the substate finals coming up this Saturday. And some games on the schedule here locally. Riverside will be taking on Tri-Center. And that game will be played at in Oakland. Also, Des Moines Christian will take on West Central Valley of Stewart. That site yet to be determined there. And in Class 2A, ADM will take on Glenwood in Glenwood coming up here on Saturday in those boys' substate soccer finals. Girls Class 2A regional soccer opens up tonight. In Class 2A Region 2, it's Carroll at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at 5:30. Denison Schleswig is at Perry at 6 o'clock. In 2A Region 3, Winterset is at Glenwood at 5 o'clock and Sheridan at Norwalk at 5 o'clock as well. The 1A and 2A classes get their regionals going next week. In Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night, Tyler Lyons pitched 7 solid innings in his Major League debut. On the same day, St. Louis lost Jaime Garcia for the season, and the Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 5-3 on Wednesday night. Lyons, who was promoted from AAA Memphis after Garcia went to the disabled list, allowed 1 run and 4 hits. The 25-year-old left-hander was the 9th-round draft pick in 2010 out of Oklahoma State. And the St. Louis Cardinals announced before the game that pitcher Jaime Garcia will have surgery on his left shoulder this week and is expected to miss the rest of the season. The Cardinals announced Wednesday that the left-hander will have surgery to repair tears in his rotator cuff and labrum. Team doctor George Paletta will perform the operation on Friday in St. Louis. Garcia is 5-2 with a 3.58 ERA and 9 starts this year. He was put on the disabled list Sunday after feeling pain that had increased over the course of 3 starts. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny says it wasn't surprising news to find out that Garcia needed surgery. Matheny said Garcia could get his shoulder cleaned up and be healthy in time for spring training next year. Also, another Major League Baseball scores for you from yesterday. It was Atlanta over Minnesota 8-3. In the American League, Texas beat Oakland 3-1. Toronto over Tampa Bay 4-3 in 10 innings of play. Detroit beat Cleveland 11-7. Baltimore over the Yankees 6-3. The Angels beat the Seattle Mariners 7-1. Boston over the White Sox 6-2. It was Houston over Kansas City 3-1. And in the National League, it was Cincinnati over the New York Mets 7-4. The Dodgers beat Milwaukee 9-2. Colorado beat Arizona 4-1. Washington over San Francisco 2-1 in 10 innings of play. Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 1-0. And Philadelphia over Miami 3-0. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Las Vegas topped Iowa by a score of 9-4. It was Tucson over Omaha 7-5. Today's games see Las Vegas at Iowa once again over at Principal Park in Des Moines. 12:05 the start time for that one. And Tucson is at Omaha over at Warner Park at 6:35 for the first pitch tonight. In other sports, LeBron James capped his 9th postseason triple-double by hitting a buzzer-beating layup to give the Miami Heat a 103-102 overtime win against Indiana in the opener of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. James finished with 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Chris Anderson came off the bench to add 16 points on 7-of-7 shooting. Paul George led the Pacers with 27 points, including 3 free throws that put Indiana ahead 102-101 with 2.2 seconds left. In the National Hockey League, Jerome Iginla and James Neal each had two goals and an assist as the Pittsburgh Penguins beat Ottawa 7-3 to take a 3-1 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals. The Senators enjoyed a 2-1 lead until Chris Kunitz and Iginla scored 40 seconds apart early in the second period. Pascal Dupuis, Sidney Crosby, and Iginla later tallied, all during a 1 minute and 44 second span of the third period that put the Penguins ahead 7-2, and they hold on for that 7-3 win, and now they take that 3-1 series lead. Former Associated Press Defensive Player of the Year Brian Urlacher says he's retiring after spending 13 seasons with the Chicago Bears. Urlacher was the face of the Bears franchise and leaves as one of the game's great linebackers. He started 180 games from 2000 through 2012, recording a team record 1,779 tackles, along with 41.5 sacks, 22 interceptions, 16 fumble recoveries, and 11 forced fumbles. San Francisco 49ers leading wide receiver Michael Crabtree has had surgery to repair a torn right Achilles tendon. Crabtree had the surgery a day after suffering the injury during an organized team activity. Coach Jim Harbaugh would not speculate when Crabtree might return to play, but indicated that the surgery was not expected to be season-ending. And other sports news, former Iowa quarterback Brad Banks headlines the latest class of athletes set to be inducted into the Iowa Athletic Department's Hall of Fame. Banks was the Associated Press Player of the Year back in 2002. He was named the Davey O'Brien Award winner for leading the Hawkeyes to the Big Ten title. Banks threw for 26 touchdowns that season as Iowa earned a berth in the Orange Bowl. Banks will be joined in the hall by fellow Hawkeyes football player Craig Clemens, gymnast Sam Bailey, track star Jennifer Brower McNutt, basketball standout Franthea Price, and longtime women's golf coach Diane Thomason will also be inducted on August 30th in Coralville. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed free agent safeties Quentin Demps and Malcolm Bronson and release safety Justin Glenn and cornerback James Rogers. The Chiefs announced the moves before the start of Wednesday's voluntary workout. Demps played for new Chiefs coach Andy Reid while both were in Philadelphia from 2008 to 2009 and spent the past three seasons with the Texans. The former fourth-round draft pick has 61 tackles, three interceptions, and one fumble recovery in 48 career games. Bronson went undrafted out of McNeese State, where he made 230 tackles in 40 career games. Glenn was trying to make the Chiefs after playing in 40 games over four seasons for the University of Washington. Rogers played in 46 games over four seasons at Michigan. The Detroit Lions have claimed defensive back Daquan Minzy off of waivers from the Kansas City Chiefs. The Lions confirmed the move on Wednesday. Kansas City drafted Minzy last year in the fifth round, and he didn't play as a rookie because of a hip injury. He started 20 of 25 games over two seasons at Alabama.